We'll continue with Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz. The Tigers will travel to South Carolina Saturday at 3:15 Central on SEC Network. To ask a question of Coach, please use the raise hand function. And Coach, while we wait on those questions, if you could please take a moment to comment on your team as you enter this week's game at South Carolina.
Yeah, our team's excited to go on the road and play a top 25 team, a team that's playing probably as well as anybody in the country right now, and be a real challenge for our team. But we look forward to accepting that challenge. So with that, I'll open up any questions you may have.
For questions for Coach, use the raise hand function, and we'll begin with Steve Moulton on WZZN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, Coach. Given the South Carolina defense and how much they affect the pocket, I do wonder from your standpoint of protecting the quarterback and just scheme-wise of maybe chipping guys, how much does that enter your mind facing a defense like South Carolina, Coach?
Well, I mean, look, everybody in this league's got elite pass rushers, and everybody in this league's got elite defensive linemen. I mean, Texas A&M's got an elite D-line. Alabama's got an elite D-line. Ole Miss. And so, you know, you rob Peter to pay Paul. If you want to attack them down the field throwing the ball, you're going to have to put your tackles on islands. And if you don't, then you don't get as many people out. So I don't know that there's like a specific answer to that question. You got to be conscious of it, but you also can't play in a bunker either.
So given the issue at quarterback that you've got right now, how much does that factor in and what you'd like to do on Saturday, Coach?
I don't have any issues with quarterbacks.
Fair enough. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
If there are additional questions for Coach, please use the raise hand function. We have a follow-up from Steve.
Yes, Coach.
Yes, sir.
To your run game, what do you like most about your run game right now, Coach?
Yeah, well, I liked getting Nate Noel back. You know, he didn't get to play a ton, but I thought he did a really nice job and opening it up. And I think it's going to be a challenge with our center being down and having to develop a little bit more continuity with our new center. But I thought we did a nice job of finding tough yards. We didn't run for a ton of yards against OU, but we did outrush them in the game. And I thought that was the separator for us.
What do you like most about your team, Coach?
I like the personality of our team. I really enjoy being around these guys, whether it's on the practice field or in the locker room. There's a resiliency to this team. There's a toughness to this team. There's an enjoyment just being around the guys that is infectious. I think our staff, even in the tough times, even after tough losses, just getting around the guys has made it that much better and kind of reminds us of what our purpose is and why we do it.
And I know you're solely focused on South Carolina, but at least in the back of my mind, I'm thinking there's a lot been talked about raising up the scholarship limits. And because I'm thinking about there's still, I think, 9 weeks for two teams out there. How important do you think is to have that conversation moving forward about getting a roster size to handle this kind of load, Coach?
Man, there is all kinds of issues that college football is facing, and that probably is one of them. But I'm not sure that the answer is going to be as easy as raising scholarship limits. And obviously with the terms of the settlement, I think that's just a challenge. But I think you're right on track with we keep increasing the number of games. We keep increasing the different amounts that we're putting on these young men with the travel all across the country throughout conferences. And yet we're reducing the number of players we're going to have on our team. And that seems a little bit interesting to me.
Thank you, Coach.
That's going to be all for questions today, Coach. Thank you for being with us.
All right.
We'll pause for a few moments and we'll continue at 11:30 Central with Alabama.
Recording stopped.